The Great Yuba Pass Chili Cook-Off was postponed due to the blizzard this first weekend of March, but ushered in big crowds on the day of the event with sunny weather and good chili. KUNR's Sophia Holm has the story.
The snowmobile ride to Yuba Pass is about an hour long on the groomed trail, faster if you cut through the woods. Reaching the event space, you're greeted by a colorful array of tents and can smell chili cooking despite the stench of gasoline from the snowmobiles. Most arrive at the Great Yuba Pass Chili Cook-Off hungry, but they don't stay that way for long. The cook-off has been around for 30 years and was created after a successful rib cook-off for the Sierra Timber Fest, says Andy White, a contestant and attendee of the first event. He says they knew what and where they wanted to host, but they didn't know when.
So it was dead of winter, and gosh darn, Don Russell was having a hard time selling newspapers. So we decided we'll have it in the middle of the winter, so he'll have something to put in his newspaper.
The cook-off brought many people together during that first week of March 1994, but it also started a tradition of lawlessness at the cook-off, says Dan Hansen, another longtime competitor.
Great. I remember the very first year, this guy Jensen showed up with a can of Denison's and won first place, but he was bribing everybody with whiskey, you know.
Jim Jansen, who is credited as the first winner of the competition, started the long-standing tradition of bribing judges for first place. Henson says his own bribes tend to be more on the creative side.
Normally I bring fictitious gift certificates and I'll write them out to bribe the judges. I'll put free gas at White's gas station, you know. But my disclaimer is a little tiny stamp I had made that says fictitious.
Most bribes come in the form of alcohol, according to cook-off judge Jenny Varn. In her 3 years of judging, she's received bourbon, cash, and promises that weren't kept, among other bribes. This year yielded some other culinary items along with alcohol, she says.
I got some Spam, cotton candy, and a jug of honey today, so you never know what you're going
to
get.
Attendees want to get to the cook-off early, usually around 9 a.m. when the event starts, as chili can run out quickly and judges are given priority for tasting. This year, there was plenty of chili for everyone. 16 teams entered the competition, vying for first place, and just as many hoped to avoid the award for coming in last. Every contestant's chili has a different taste and influence, making competition fierce, says first-time attendee Heidi Blankenbiller.
The yak chili was amazing, but then you can't compare that with the Thai chili because it's a whole different animal. I haven't tasted anything bad. Everything's been amazing.
While no chili at this year's cook-off is bad, Terry LeBlanc, a Sierra County supervisor and cook-off judge, says some contestants have made barely edible chili in previous years.
And we had one, and I won't mention any names, we had one year that made chili that tasted like gasoline. I mean, it was bad.
However, even though competition is fierce this year, not everyone can win, and someone has to claim the title of the loser. Varn says she's claimed both first and last in her time as a contestant before she started judging.
And I've been coming to the Chili Cook-Off since 2009. I have 6 first place wins, so I decided to judge and give everybody else a chance.
The winner isn't always up to the 6 or 7 judges who reconvene around noon to discuss the winning order, she says.
In the end, Terry's the announcer. He decides who wins.
LeBlanc, who's been involved in the event for 30 years, is also responsible for the trophies. He says he made a special award for local Sheriff Michael Fisher, who didn't get the memo that the event had been postponed due to blizzard conditions.
Last weekend was the first weekend that we actually canceled it because of that blizzard. You know, and I didn't want anybody up here getting hurt. The only one that was up here was the sheriff, and I made him a special trophy. But he was up here with a can of chili in his hand. He says, not much competition.
The sheriff's trophy contains recognition for every awarded place in the competition, including last. However, despite the claims of Sheriff Fisher, the first prize went to Andy White, whose Lizard Country chili won over the hearts of judges. White's first winning chili in 1996 was called Head First. I'm Sophia Holm, KUNR News, Yuba Pass.